Long gone are the days when Czechs had very few options when it came to furnishing their homes. In the gray old days of the planned economy, most flats looked very similar indeed. But with the end of communism, many Western chain stores flooded the market, and of course today there are many, many more items to choose from. So, how have the Czechs been influenced, and how are they furnishing their homes now? How has it changed? In this edition of Czech Life, Sara Borovka takes a look inside people's homes.
I had a clear idea about the table I wanted, which is this wooden table from Indian wood. You can hear how it sounds, and I knew this is going to be the centerpiece of the living room because I like cooking, and I wanted to people gather around the table.
Nadia Černá, a Prague resident, recently bought an apartment in the city's Bubenec neighborhood. She likes traveling to remote countries, adores books, and says she wanted her first own apartment to reflect that.
And then I found a piece that was matching the table, which is the bookcase. But actually it feels a little bit smaller than I expected because I have really high ceilings. So I would still love to find some special piece for books because I love books and it's something very important internally to me. But as I said, I haven't found the perfect piece, so I will keep on searching. And when I was trying to arrange the furniture in my apartment, I knew it wasn't going to be done at once, but that it was going to be a slow process of somehow the things finding their own place.
Given that Nadia's taste is rather exotic, I asked her if the Czech Republic is still sparser on options for furnishing than other countries, some 20 years after the end of communism, or if the Czech furniture retail has fully caught up to Western countries.
I cannot really compare how it is in other countries of like Europe or let's say the US. Maybe probably the options are like you have more options there than here because I feel that Czech people are probably quite conservative and the style that I like, which is like Asian furniture, tends to be quite expensive here, but you can find some good deals if you really are looking hard and if that's really what you want. But definitely I would say like I had like, you know, amazing choice in comparison to my parents, because I still remember like when my mother tells me about how she was going to pick her kitchen and there was a choice between a green kitchen or orange, and that was about it. Like the shelves were completely like the same style, only the color, and you had to bribe somebody to get the orange color because it was much more like than the green.
One Czech company that survived the days of the planned economy and is still around today is Ston, which started out as a manufacturer of bent wood chairs. Milan Dostalík is the company's marketing director.
The history goes back to 1861 when the bent wood production was established by Michael Thonet, and up to the First World War it could be called Golden Times.
Ton managed to survive not only two world wars but also the communist regime under which the firm was nationalized and renamed from its original Thonet to Ton. But even after the Velvet Revolution, it faced difficulties when foreign brands and mass-manufactured furniture became available on the Czech market. How's the situation now? That's a question I put to Mr. Dostalík.
I think two directions. I think the Western brands were recognized to be of good quality, a little bit higher price, and we were short of it. So everybody was looking forward to having something like this. But in the meantime, the brands like IKEA or these chains are regarded in Western to be low cost, to be for the students, to buy the first furniture. And this is happening actually right now here. So these chains, which are aiming at the low cost budget, they are quite successful and they push us or get us out of the market. But now we are competing with standard Western companies, which are very good in design and quality. And people, I have to say, are quite happy. I think they don't make difference if they buy a product from Germany or Czech Republic if they believe it's of good quality, good design and reasonably priced.
IKEA's branch in the Prague suburb of Zličín is packed even on a weekday afternoon. And it does not come as a surprise that Czech companies find it hard to compete with the popular Swedish furniture giant.
This is my favorite. It's called 365 Plus. And 365 Plus means this product probably you will use every day in your house.
Inge Juliasson shows me his favorite IKEA product, a pod from the company's 365 Plus line, at one of the company's locations in Prague, Zličín. He is IKEA's head of marketing for the Czech, Slovak and Hungarian markets. He describes IKEA's arrival in this part of the world.
We celebrate our 20 years anniversary next year, so we opened in 1991. The first small store actually was not this one. This one we opened 96, the Zličín store where we're sitting right now. I have to say that here in Czech Republic, as it has been in most country IKEA entry, and we have been very welcome, we open arm, and people really like what we can offer. I guess also IKEA came with something completely new after the Velvet Revolution, and we had could offer wider choice that maybe was not so available before.
So in IKEA's nearly 20 years in the Czech Republic, have Czech customers picked different favorites than those in other European countries? Is there anything unique about shoppers here in this respect?
We can say that in IKEA there are some certain products, the most IKEA unique products, like a Klippan sofa, like Billy bookshelf and Bestå bookshelf and Pax wardrobe, and these big product names, and they selling as good here as they do in all other countries, so there's no difference. I think more it is depending on people's situation at home, if they have preferences for more practical things, or if you live in small space, you probably have more need for smarter solution. You cannot be so generous with big furniture and so on. But basically, when it comes to taste, I cannot see any difference from the country where I worked before compared to here.
Prague resident Nadia Cherna has a weakness for unique and exotic furniture and wants her place to reflect who she is. But she says that she is not against including some IKEA products in her setup.
I like IKEA and I think it's like the typical thing that Czechs go for, and it's not so pricey, and you can find some really nice pieces of furniture. And actually my idea was to combine it so that it's not clearly visible that it's IKEA flat, because that's something that looks uniform, and that's something I didn't want to have in my apartment because I think it reflects your personality, or at least I feel this personal connection. So I knew I was going to mix both styles, or I think it looks great if you have some IKEA stuff like my sofa, for example, which is really practical and looks nice and it's modern. But then I had a clear idea that it's going to be assembled from like different pieces of furniture that will slowly somehow like the style would evolve.
While many of IKEA's affordable products, such as the Billy bookshelf, have become so ubiquitous in people's homes that you could call them a classic in their own right, they still do not have the same status as Ton's best-known piece, the number 14 chair, made from bent wood, which Czechs have nicknamed Tonetka. The company's marketing director, Milan Dostalík, again.
I think actually this chair, number 14, celebrated 150 years last year, and it was a big comeback of this chair and all the bentwood furniture. So it's still selling, even it's not the high volume chair for us.
What are your best-selling products then?
It's a regular chair. I think people are willing to pay around 2,000, 2,500 Czech crowns. So that means it's called Norma. But it's basic chair with wooden back part, very comfortable. And this chair still selling a couple of 10,000 pieces a year.
The Donetka still enjoys instant recognition in the Czech Republic, even though it's no longer Ton's best-selling chair, while most Czechs would probably not know what a Norma chair is. Amid the difficult economy and big chains taking away from the company's sales, what are Mr. Dostalík's hopes for the company's future?
I think the best is to, if we are operating, or next year we will be in the business 150 years, so why not to double the period?
And what are Nadia Chernáš's hopes when it comes to furnishing her apartment, a process that still hasn't finished?
I think I have my own ways, so that's why it's slow and it's taking time, but I think this is your flat. You are going to live here for like many years ahead, so you should feel comfortable. So that's it.